Welcome to the Defender, Pastor to Pastor. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. And we are excited to dive into God's Word together, talk about some things we can do in the public square this week. I want to encourage you that if you're enjoying these, to like, subscribe, share, and just comment. Most importantly, maybe your pastor isn't involved in the public square and you want to share this one with your pastor. I want to encourage you to do that as well. Today, we're going to talk about shepherding the flock, feeding the flock. It said, feed my sheep. And so in the public square and thinking about how do we engage in feeding the flock. And so I love John 21:17. It says, he said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? And Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. And I think that's one of the greatest things that we can do is feed a healthy diet of the Word of God to those that God has entrusted to us. And so as you're thinking about what you're presenting to your flock on Sunday morning, it needs to have things that give them encouragement, areas that reprove them, areas that bring them about to maturity, areas that allow them to know their identity in Christ, ways to respond to the Word of God. And so preaching through the Bible and making sure that they're a well-fed group of people is important. And I know that in the last days, it says that they will try to accumulate from themselves people who tickle their ears. And I just think in Washington State, we can just go much, much further and not be a shepherds that tickle the ears of our followers, but really call them to repentance and understand that God has sanctified them and set them apart for such a time as this to be light and salt in a public square. So I'm excited. I know that God's going to use you mightily over this week as you prepare your sermons and as you get ready to move things forward. I want to remind you, we're on a prayer initiative. We're trying to get prayer going across the entire state, praying for our neighbors. You can go to fpiw.org/a day to pray and check that out. Because if we can start interceding for our communities, that then starts providing a desire and a hope for those that don't know Jesus yet. So we have some resources there. Also, the primary election is over, and so those candidates have gone through who made it through the primary, and we want to meet them and greet them. And so think about opening up your church foyer. Think about allowing people to come in from Democrat, Republican, Independent, and to meet. I'm oftentimes asked, do you have conflict when you do that? Well, as you may or may not know, I was the CEO of Peacemaker Ministries. I'm currently on their board. But one of the things that I want to say is that we can provide spaces for people to have healthy dialogue and healthy conversations. There was only one time I had to kind of break up a little argument that was happening. I said, no, we're not going to do that here, and allowed them each to have a time to share their perspective. And then we said, okay, the conversation's over. So yes, that did happen one time. But beyond that, really, we need to model in the public square civil conversations and dialogue over different perspectives and different ideas that have been floating around the public square. So a meet and greet, we just set them up in the foyer, put up their tables, let the candidates come in, and then encourage your congregation to come down and meet those candidates who made it through the primary. Ask questions, have dialogue, do it a civil way. So I want to encourage you to consider doing that as well. So I'm going to pray that this will be a week that you feed the sheep and you feed them a whole healthy diet. All right. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the pastors in our state. Lord, I pray that you will bless them, Lord, that you'd go before them in all things. And God, that they would truly feed the sheep this week, God, the whole counsel of God's word, things that encourage, things that rebuke, things that mature, things that help with their identity, that all these things that God, that you have placed within your word, that we can be growing closer and closer to you. So I thank you for the flock. I thank you for these pastors. And I pray that you'll direct their paths in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard